This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just truly being part of the conversation, because that's what you need to be. You know, and as I said in the last hour, right, you really have to work hard and making sure you have the information that you need to make the decision. I mean, we see it in the primaries. We see some people who really went off track with everything. Right? When you talk about voting for the people that you really want to do the job, what do you know about them? I know. I do this all the time. I'm sorry. But it irritates me. You know, go back and look at their track record. Look at what they were doing. Look at what they were involved with. The groups they were involved, the groups that are endorsing them, that's always a big one too. Right? Because, with all seriousness, do you really want someone who's got, almost 100% from Planned Parenthood? What do you think? Seriously. It gets a little nuts after a while. Anyway, again, I'll just real pleasure to have you with me. I don't mind, it feels like my tongue is too big for my mouth right now, but really a pleasure to have you guys with me today. Look, we're going to do some interviews tonight with two candidates that are running for U.S. Senate. I think they're nuts, but they're running for U.S. Senate here in the state of California. Mark Moiser will be up after the break. And, Mark's been around. He's been in California for a while. He's been involved in politics for a while. And, for full disclosure, he does work with Harmeet Dhillon, who was my attorney in the Katie Hill case. But Mark does know the system. Now, I'm not endorsing or supporting or putting down either one of these candidates. I'm just saying he knows the system. He knows how to deal with this stuff. He's been around it for a long time. He's been running for the same seat, which is good. I don't like people who run for several seats at once. Not at once, but, they lose one seat. Like Barack Obama did. You end up with another one of him. How is it like that? In all seriousness. Really. So, like I said, Mark Moiser will join us, and we'll get to talk to him about why he's running for Senate. What do you think he can do? See, I'm under the impression, I know, some of you guys are going to throw something at me. I'm under the impression of this. If we don't replace some of those Republicans that are in the Senate, some of those Republicans that are in Congress, we're going to have the same thing we've had in the past. Right? When they don't step up and do the job they need to do, the uncomfortable job, then this is all for naught. It's all a waste of time. Right? Because if they're not going to do it, not going to do the job, that is, we're not going to get any further. Supreme Court sided with the, you heard me talk a little bit about this yesterday. Supreme Court that sided with U.S. in an immigration dispute. Now, they looked at this is the stuff that always makes me crazy. And it doesn't make me crazy because I don't agree with them necessarily. But they pick and choose what they want to live by the Constitution. That makes me nuts. Because it tells me that they know where it is in the Constitution. They know how to make it happen. They know how to fall back on it. But they only do it when they want to. Supreme Court ruled against immigrants seeking to challenge administrative decisions in federal court in a case that could make a difference between someone staying in the U.S. or being deported. In a 5-4 ruling Monday, authored by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, the justices said a law barring courts from considering relief left up to the discretion of the immigration official applies to factual disputes as to whether someone is eligible to avoid deportation. Right? In other words, that the courts should, well, I think, the courts shouldn't really even consider relief or dealing with this stuff because the immigration attorneys, the immigration courts already have this as a law to deal with. You know, again, when Congress comes up with a law and nobody challenges it, or somebody does challenge it, if it's challenged and the court says it's constitutional, this is all they're supposed to be doing anyway, or it's challenged and they say it's unconstitutional, that's where it sits. If it's unconstitutional, it can't be enforced. Congress is supposed to take it back and change it, tweak it, do something to it to make it constitutional. Now, Justice Neil Gorsuch parted ways with the Republican-appointed colleagues to join the liberal bloc. Now, during arguments in December, a number of justices suggested that the presumption for judicial review should favor the petitioner. Right? The petitioner had lived there for nearly 30 years. But think of what they're saying here. They're saying, because they've been here for 30 years, because they've lived a clean life, because, then they should be allowed to stay. That's not what the law says, though. It's you either live by law or you don't. Right? The petitioner lied on a driver's license application. He lied on a multitude of federal applications. That in itself would get him deported. But nobody seems to care about the law anymore. Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, Mark Moiser will join us, and we'll get to find out why he's running for Senate and what chance he has. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I'm too young to know this music. Jumping to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Should you want to ask? Well, actually, no. I don't want you to ask a question. It takes your people too long. But I want to bring you all the information I can. In case you missed it, we've got primaries coming up all across the country. Some are happening here almost every Tuesday, I think, between now and mid-June. So you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to what's going on around you. And when you get to know the candidates, I can't tell you how many times I get an email from somebody who says, you know, I like so-and-so, I like such-and-such. I saw a commercial. Oh, boy, you saw a commercial. That's a good way to vote. You need to make sure you understand what their voting records are, what they were involved with before, what they have going on around them. Who's endorsing them? That's always a big one, too. At least I think it is. But let me bring him on. He's been on the show before. Mark Moiser's on with me. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate for the state of California. Mark, you know, I've known you for a while. I really think you ought to get, for the state of California, I think you ought to get some psychiatric care. Why would you want to throw yourself at this here in the state of California? I was looking up the numbers just this morning, and the Dems outnumber us 2-1, and I think it's independents and decline the states are almost at the same number Republicans are at.
Well, you can look at party registration, but I actually like to take a deeper look and look at how people see about the issues. And while many people say that California is the most progressive state in the union, it's not. We may have the most progressive politicians, but when you actually start looking and looking at the surveys of the polling data, you actually see that California is much more of a purple state than a blue state. But the problem is, it's been so long since Republicans have won that the people who want a conservative candidate, they just hide their head in the sand and say, why vote? The elections are rigged. And, you know, the left has a very good ground game. I got to tip my hat to them. They get their people out to vote to ensure that they can continue to push their socialist, communist, Marxist agenda.
Oh, yeah. Hey, before we get too far into this, I know you, but maybe others who are listening for the first time don't. Give me a quick bio on Mark Moisier.
Well, for the last 2 years, I have been the biggest thorn in the side of Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden. I'm a constitutional election law attorney. I have over 30 COVID lawsuits. We took four of them to the Supreme Court and won. I was the part of the very first lawsuit filed against Joe Biden regarding the OSHA vaccine mandates, which went to the Supreme Court and won. In the state of California, when Gavin shut down churches, schools, businesses, beaches, and even the state capitol from First Amendment activities to petition your government, I had lawsuits on all those issues, and we were very successful in getting Gavin to change regulations. Basically, the beaches is a great example. He closes beaches on Thursday. I have lawsuit number one filed on Friday, lawsuit number two filed on Sunday, and by Tuesday, he had the beaches opened up again. And that's almost, you know, he would pass a regulation, and we'd come back with a lawsuit, and he'd have to raise his hands and surrender because he knew that we had debt to write on the lawsuit. And so some of the suits he filed, and we took them all the way to the Supreme Court regarding schools. We're right now in the Ninth Circuit waiting a decision. We had won the case at the Ninth Circuit, and he was so mad he appealed to the en banc panel, which we are currently waiting on the en banc panel to rule. So I am a constitutional election law attorney. Anybody who wants to find out more about my more extensive biography, I'd encourage them to go to markmoisier.com. The practice of law actually is a second career for me. I started in business at a very young age, owned my own restaurant by the age of 21. But when I got to 25, it's like, you know what? Law and politics, we got a country to save. Yeah. And so I got involved in law, where I've had a very active career fighting for people's constitutional rights, fighting for the little guy against Fortune 500 companies. I've sued many, many, many Fortune 500 companies, you know, fighting for the little guy, giving him an opportunity to get justice against, the big companies that have a lot of attorneys at their beck and call.
All right, so, you know, a side note here. Have you seen a marked change? Do you feel like there's been a marked change with the Ninth Circuit Court with the Trump appointees on there?
It started to balance out a little bit better, and we've actually seen a couple really good decisions come out of the Ninth Circuit. There are still a lot of activist judges on the Ninth Circuit, and unfortunately, you know, Biden is trying to tip that scale back a little bit more.
Yep.
But you know, it did. We've actually seen some very good Ninth Circuit decisions in the last couple years that can only be attributed to the fact that Trump made some good selections.
Bless you. Let's hit on some of your platforms, okay? What are the platform issues that you know we used to call your stump speech?
Well, let me, before I get into that, I think it's probably more important that we discuss why I'm running for U.S. Senate.
Well, I was going to get to that, but go ahead.
Because it leads better into the discussion of what my platform is, and the thing is, I'm a lover of United States history, our Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution. I have hundreds of books of founding fathers written at or near the time that they were living their lives. I have a first edition set of the Madison Papers. Long before I ever went to law school, I studied the Constitution and understood the Constitution and understood why we had certain provisions of the Constitution. And if you study our frame of government, you understand separation of powers. And in separation of powers, the laws that govern you are passed by your duly elected representative. Now, earlier I mentioned that I had brought over 30 lawsuits against Newsom and Biden and other government entities regarding COVID mandates. Now, what the mandates were unelected bureaucrats basically picking and choosing winners and losers, whether it's like your business can be open, your business can't be open. I mean, you could buy flowers at the grocery store, but you couldn't buy flowers for your wife at the floral shop. You could buy a big screen TV at Walmart, but you couldn't buy a big screen TV at Best Buy. And we could go on and on and on about this, the government picking winners and losers. And that is not the role of the government. We have a right of self-governance here in the United States of America. You know, the whole principle, you know, no taxation without representation, a fundamental principle of being an American.
Mark, you got to put it on hold. We got to go for a commercial break. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Mark Moisier, he's a candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of California. Be right back.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Free speech wins. For now, the Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. Gas prices across the nation hit record highs on Wednesday. The nationwide average is more than $4.50 a gallon. In California, prices have topped $6 per gallon. One driver spoke to KTLA.
Try going local instead of going far. I usually go out to L.A., sometimes to Pomona and stuff like that. I start going local. If I don't go local, I'll start taking the, I'll take the bus or the bike.
The cost of diesel fuel is running close to $7 per gallon in parts of the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the process. You know, the founding fathers and God gave us the ability to govern ourselves. We have a right to do that. Sometimes it doesn't feel like we do, but it's up to us to take it back. When we lose it, when we quote-unquote hire somebody, which is what I say you do when you vote somebody in, you're hiring somebody to make life better for you, to uphold the Constitution. They're not doing it. You know you can vote them out. It's not that hard. It really isn't. Mark Moiser joins me. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate for the state of California. And, Mark, always a pleasure when you're on with me.
Well, again, thank you very much. And, you know, as I was saying as we went into the break, our founding rally cry of being Americans is no taxation without representation. And what our founding fathers did was set up a form of government where the laws that were going to govern us, the laws that checked our right of self-governance, were going to be laws passed by our duly elected representatives. And what we saw end up happening is that over the last 2 years, under the guise of an emergency, government bureaucrats were basically making the laws that governed us. Oh, you have to wear a mask. It doesn't matter what your doctor says. Some unelected bureaucrat that is not accountable to the we the people said that you had to wear a mask. And so now all of a sudden, everybody had to wear a mask. You know, schools have to be shut down. Beaches have to be shut down. You know, hair salons had to be shut down. It was just unelected bureaucrats who were not accountable to the people, were making the decisions in which we're governing our life and making it so that people had no choice. I mean, I'm an Ironman athlete. I compete in Ironman events all over the world, and I couldn't do them because some unelected bureaucrat basically decided that he knew what was best for me and my family and just said, you know, it's best that nobody do this. And the thing is, I did the research. I knew what my health status was. I talked to my doctors, and if I got COVID, the odds of me dying of COVID or having severe reactions to COVID was very, very low. And so, unfortunately, what we were having was unelected bureaucrats making decisions for everybody based upon the health risk of a very small subset of people. And that is not how the United States Constitution was set up. And so as I studied the problem, you know, I looked at the court, and the court basically says, you know, your right of a Republican form of government, that is a purely judicial – that's not a judicial issue. That is a purely political issue. Well, the executive branch wasn't going to do anything about it. The judiciary is not going to do anything about it, which left it to the legislature. And since the legislature is supposed to be the most powerful branch of government, it has the most amount of power. It, as I have been in the front lines fighting for people's constitutional rights, not just talking about it, and I did talk about it. I did Facebook Lives that went viral, and people around the world were replying to me about, you know, keep fighting for people's individual rights and rights to self-governance. I was educating people about it. It wasn't enough just to talk about it and be seen in front of millions of people talking about these issues. I needed to do something more. And so I fought in the courthouses. I talked about the issues, educated the people on the issues. But that's not enough. We have to take it to the next step. And so that's why I decided to take my fight for people's constitutional rights from the courthouse to the U.S. Capitol, because we're going to need strong leadership who actually understands the Constitution, understands the framework of the Constitution and what it is meant and what these separation of powers were there for, to go and take that power back and restore it to the people so that we, the people, will not have politicians dictating like tyrants how we have to live our lives. I mean, today, COVID, what are they going to do tomorrow? You know, when they feel like they can get away with it, are they going to use the emergency of global warming to now basically come in and take your car away from you? Are they going
to
use it?
To push back a little bit here, right? I believe that you will do these things. But, you know, let's just be frank about this. We've seen Republicans as a whole, when they've had power before, and even this time coming up and around, will they have the spine? Will they have the fight in them to push back? I hope we elect a whole bunch of people with a strong spine on the Republican side to make things happen. We've had control before. And all I hear coming out of Congress right now, if we get the Congress back, it's going to be hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing. Okay, but tell me what laws you're going to pass. Tell me what bills you're going to put forward. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hear you, and I have the same frustration that you have, that you just referenced right there. But what we haven't had, I mean, you know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, how many real good senators do we have? And we have maybe four or five really, really good senators who understand the issues and are leaders. Then we have a bunch of good senators who are reliable votes. You know, they're not going to be the leaders, but they will follow good, strong leaders. And, you know, yes, we need more leaders like myself who actually understand the issues, can articulate the issues, and will be willing to get in there, roll up the sleeves, and fight back against this progressive, woke agenda by the left. But the thing is, it's going to take, yes, we got to make sure you have the leaders who are willing to lead, and, you know, I'm going to be willing to do that. What is the stuff that I'm going to do? Well, number one, we need to get in there and basically any regulation passed by the administration is unenforceable until it passes a vote of the House and the Senate. I am sick and tired of calling up your elected leader and saying, this such and such and such a problem is hurting me. And they go, oh, I feel your pain. I'm really sorry for you. But that's a regulation and I have no say over and there's nothing I can do about it. Yes, there is something you could do about it. Take your power back that the Constitution gives you and don't let the bureaucrats get away with this nonsense. You know, other stuff that we need to do is parents, and, you know, you're very involved in the school board. Yep. You understand this. Parents are frustrated right now.
Yep.
That some unelected bureaucrat in D.C. has more say over their children's education than they do. And if the problem is D.C. does so much dictating of what we have to do at the local school level, and it ties it to the money, and what we have to do is we have to cut those ties and basically prevent the Department of Education from dictating to the school districts how they run their schools by tying it to the money, because we all know that this money is necessary. But the problem is all the things that they are attaching to that money mean that very little of that money actually goes to the purpose that it's intended for, because the school districts are forced to spend all this money on administration to, check all the boxes and dot all the I's. Education shouldn't be about a bunch of bureaucrats in the school district checking all these boxes for the bureaucrats in D.C. All we're doing is creating more work for, more busybody work. What we need is the money to get into help the students, the money, the teachers who and the parents who know the kids best, the school board members who know the district best, should have the most amount of say over what is going on in the particular school district. And if the school district isn't doing its job, then it needs to be very easy for parents to take their kids to another school and for that money to follow the student rather than the school district to continue to enrich on their poor policies.
Yeah.
I could go on.
Well, you could. Yeah, you're right. And I could, too. I mean, we have a $240 million budget in our school district, and 86% of that goes to salaries and wages, salaries and benefits, and, teachers union stuff. And then after that, we have to use the rest of the money, for maintenance and for other programs and what have you. So, there's a lot
of... Well, let me stop you there. Let's go to the 86%.
Yeah.
Okay. Of the 86%, how much of that is teachers, and how much of that is administration?
Oh, the majority of that is teachers. I'd say of the 86%, I'll tell you that with the amount of teachers we have, probably 70% of that goes to teachers.
So 30% goes to administration?
Yeah.
Okay. That number was like 5%, 30 years ago.
Wow. All right. Hey, got to go for a quick break. You know how it works. I'll be back in a minute. I believe in capitalism. Got to make the advertisers extremely happy. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. More questions for Mark when we return.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so, you know, I love, you know, when we talk about politics, we talk about what's going on. Many of you go, you know, why bother? I don't want to get involved. I really don't get politics anyway, and yada, yada. Well, every time you go to the gas pump, you've been involved in politics. Every time you go to the supermarket, you're involved in politics. And the sad part is I spoke to a group of young kids at a school the other day, and a lot of them said, I don't pay attention to that stuff. And when I asked them how many of them drive, 90% of the hands, they were senior class, 90% of the hands went up. I said, you buy your own gas? Most of the hands went up again. And I said, look, here's the deal. You're involved in politics. Is your job sustaining your gas bill now? And he looked at me horrified. I said, you have to understand that the people you vote for, I'm not talking about, sorry, but I'm not talking about party here. I'm talking about the people you vote for will dictate what you're going to pay at the pump. What you're going to pay when you take your girlfriend or boyfriend out to eat. What you're going to pay when you go to the supermarket. Those clothes that you love. That phone bill that you have. The taxes and things that are levied on those come from those politicians that you say you're not involved in politics. Yeah, does it work that way? Which is why you have to pay attention and get informed on the people that you're voting for. Mark Moiser joins me. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate for the state of California. Mark, truly always a pleasure when you're on with me. And California, I mean, again, we are unique in a lot of ways in this state when it comes to this kind of thing. So I want to thank you for being with me.
Well, thank you once again for having me on. This is an important election year, and I'm going to tell you that, you know, California is not the same California that we were last year, 2 years ago, or even 4 years ago. We are seeing some major shift in polling data that I have never seen in my life before. I mean, I have never seen this kind of radical shift going on. And I study polls a lot because as someone who loves history, who loves politics, I make it a habit of looking at the data behind, and some of the stuff we are seeing is just absolutely unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
A very reliable vote is the Hispanic vote, and that vote, 2 years ago was plus 20 points in favor of the Democrat Party. That polling data is now showing that is like plus 12 in favor of the Republicans. Parents who have children under the age 18 still living at home, that demographic is now voting 2-1 in favor, or planning to vote Republican 2-1. Just absolute earth-shattering numbers like this that we are seeing across the board. Some of my biggest supporters happen to be Democrats, who are just fed up with Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom and their tyrannical control over business, over their lives. And they're saying, enough is enough. We're going to vote for somebody who's actually fighting for we the people. Mm-hmm. Somebody who understands it's about inflation, it's about education, and it's about crime. And that is what my campaign is focusing in on. We got to keep our streets safe. We got to make we got to rein in this uncontrolled inflation, which is a tax on everybody. Everybody. From the 16-year-old who has a summer job, who would like to put gas in his tank or take his girlfriend out for a date. There is a tax on them just as much as it's a tax upon the wealthy. We have to get energy independent again. It's not just the Keystone Pipeline. It is also the, denying of oil permits that are going on right now by this administration. They are doing everything they can to get gas up to $10 a gallon this summer. Everything. Every decision that they are making says that we are going to see $10 a gas this summer.
Well, yeah, and we all know what that's all about, right? We all know it's a push to get us in electric cars. But can the average American afford an electric car? Can the average Californian afford an electric car? We could do this for another hour. The grid can't handle all these electric cars. The grid can't handle all the electric mandates that are being pushed down by Newsom. I was joking with somebody the other day saying, look, he wants to go to what's called a heat pump for homes, which is it's all electric. There's no gas, no natural gas being used or what have you. Same thing with the water heaters. What was it? The gardening tools all have to be electric. Go look at. You realize if half the state plugs in at one time, the grid's going to crash. We're not ready for it.
No, we're nowhere near ready for it. I mean, just this last winter, I had potential constituents all up in the Gold Hills where they were out of power for over 2 weeks.
Wow.
Over 2 weeks in the wintertime. So if you don't have power for 2 weeks, how are you driving your car to even get out of the snowstorm? How are you, how are you heating your house? How are you heating your water? It's nice. This is a nice talk, but Gavin Newsom is trying to tear down dams. Well, dams is a very reliable source of electricity. So it's like they're trying to push everybody into electricity at the same time that they're not building the infrastructure structure and actually reducing the amount of clean renewable opportunities we have for creating more electricity. This is just woke progressive policies that are destroying America, leading us to a crisis. It's almost like they want to put us in a position where we're in martial law so that they can just deep six the United States Constitution and go to tyrannical reign. It really is almost the most only logical explanation behind these bad policies that we see coming out of Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, you know, people will call the show or they're writing me emails saying, you know, don't they realize that, you know, we can't, they take away oil, they take away gas, that solar's not reliable enough, and they go through, I go, yeah, what, you think they don't realize? They know exactly what they're doing. They're not stupid people. They do stupid stuff, but they're not stupid people. There's a plan here. And you know, and again, where's the money? You know, the old joke, right? Follow the money. Where's all this money going? Who's getting the money from, you know, from the solar panels and all this stuff that's being done? All the tax credits that people probably aren't even aware that went along with some of the leases and some of the things that they signed for those solar panels that went on their house and other things along those lines. So they don't care about us. They care about the money. That's what it boils down to. Okay, you got about 3 minutes. Let's talk a little bit again. What are the biggest issues, two or three biggest issues that you're hearing that Californians, not the country as a whole, are most concerned with?
Inflation, crime, and education. Those are the issues that are driving people to the polls to vote in 2022.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it, I hate to say it, most people don't even know what inflation is and what drives it and what makes it happen. Because as you heard yesterday, if we just tax the rich more, inflation will either go away or go down a lot. I don't know if you heard that, but that came
back. It is absolutely asinine. It's like they're going to say whatever they want to say, try to blame somebody to push their political agenda. Their whole political agenda is to divide us among each other, whether it's rich against poor, black against
That's
white.
Right. You're right.
Affluent, you know, those with education versus those without education. Though, you know, their whole political ideology is about division, not unity.
Yep.
But the one thing I'd like to say is Joe Biden is actually finally uniting the country. He's uniting the country against him.
Oh, it was. Listen, I saw a Wall Street Journal article about 2 weeks ago that talked about how those, you know, the big block of single white Democrat mothers are now looking to vote Republican because, you know, food at the supermarket, education for their kids, the gay marriage, the abortion issue, all that stuff now is at the bottom of the line for them. They want to take care of them. That is a big block to start to lose, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. As I said a few minutes ago, the polling data of the massive shift of voters in this nation and in this state is astronomical. It's going to be a very interesting election year. That's why it's so important to get out and vote at this June 7th here in California. And I got to tell everybody, I'm on your ballot twice. I am the only Republican candidate who bought a ballot statement for both the partial term and the full term. The partial term is between November 9th and January 3rd, and the full term is January 3rd for the next 6 years. So I am the candidate who can end this 50-50 Senate, make sure that we do not have a lame duck session after the election where they can try to push their woke agenda. I am the only person in the United States of America who can end the 50-50 Senate before January 3rd. And so that is very critical for people to understand that it's important to not split their vote, that they need to vote for me twice, both for the partial term and the full term, and you need to tell your friends to vote for me twice. So we got less than 3 weeks until the election. It is critical that you get your vote in and make sure you vote for me twice. Make sure you visit my website, markmeuser.com, markmeuser.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Truth Social.
You know, Mark, I appreciate all the work you do. I've known you for years. As a matter of fact, the firm that you are working with, I love them. They help me out. You work with some great people. God bless. The best of luck to you, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yep. Dobasini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. I mean, a lot of good stuff coming up.